Chapter 10, What is Financial Independence? This is what it's all about. What is financial independence? Well, what's financial dependence? Independence versus dependence. Good versus evil. Independence is always better than dependence, right? I mean, the 4th of July is Independence Day. That's good. If your boyfriend or girlfriend ever says, I like you, but you're really dependent, you can be sure you'll soon be hearing the, it's not you, it's me, breakup speech. Financial dependence means you are depending on something. But what? Well, you're depending on the income you make from working to pay your bills and to live, to rent an apartment, to pay your car loan, and buy food. You need to depend on the money you earn from your job. That's financial dependence. And it's how most people live. Contrast that with financial independence. Financial independence is about having enough investments so you don't have to work another day in your life. It is where you are not depending on your salary from your work to pay your bills. Although you still may decide you want to work, you are not required to work to support your lifestyle. You have the choice to work or not to work. What do you need to be financially independent? Financial independence involves earning enough passive income to support the kind of lifestyle you desire. Financial independence is not about being rich. To be rich, you only need to make or have a lot of money. As a result, there is no magic amount of passive income required. It is entirely dependent on your expenses. Let me show you a couple of examples of how this works. If you earn, let's say, $100,000 in annual passive income and have expenses of $85,000 per year, you are financially independent. On the other hand, if you have $500,000 in annual passive income, but you have $750,000 in expenses per year, you are not financially independent. Therefore, financial independence is having enough income coming from passive sources, again, such as rental income or your investment portfolio, to pay for your desired lifestyle. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, you get it. How about we talk about something much more exciting than saving? Something just really cool and hip. Like an emergency fund. Really? Seriously? Are we out of good material already? No, not quite, because this is one emergency fund that is unlike any you've heard of. And that's next.